We continue our series on Hebrews chapter 11, and we're looking at the life of Abraham. We look at the second part of this section in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 22. But for our discussion, our last time we've looked at verses 8 to 12, and today we will look at 13 to 22, okay, of Hebrews chapter 11. And last time, we said that Abraham had a well-rounded faith. That, brethren, no matter what we go through in life, faith in God always wins in the end. It will always win in the end. And that a well-rounded faith is worth the wait. Okay, so lahat po ng nangyari sa buhay po ni Abraham ay nagpapatunay po sa atin ng kagandahan po ng buhay pananampalataya. Ng isa pong anak ng Panginoon, anuman po ang kanyang daanan sa buhay po na ito, dahil po sa kanyang pananampalataya sa Diyos, dahil ang Diyos ay buhay at siyang kumikilos sa kanya, maaari po siyang magtagumpay hanggang sa dulo. At even po sa lahat ng pinangako ng Panginoon, masasabi po niya, it will all be worth the wait. And we've looked at least three areas last week when or how this well-rounded faith looks like and how faith is manifested. Okay, we said that faith is manifested first in obeying the call of God. So as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Abraham who was called to go to a place, he did not even know where he was going, sabi ng verse 8. Okay? He went and obeyed God immediately. He went and obeyed God without question. And we see there how the life of faith displayed through obedience. Dahil inasahan po ng Panginoon, no? Tayo po ay tunay na nananampalataya sa Kanya, tayo po ay susunod sa Kanya pong sinasabi po sa atin. Pakalawa po, we said that faith, well-rounded faith, is really manifest in waiting patiently for the promise of God. And Abraham lived in the land of promise, okay, dahil ang pinanghawakan lang po niya ay pangako ng Panginoon, bagamat parang wala pa pong katuparan yung pinangako ng Panginoon for him. In fact, he was a stranger in the land of Canaan. He was moving from place to place. He lived in a tent, and he encountered a lot of enemies, a lot of situations that really tested him. Okay, while waiting on the promise of God, but he remained steadfast in the midst of all of those trials, in the midst of those difficulties. At kahit saan man po tayo dalhin ng Panginoon, okay, sa panahon na pinapahintay po niya tayo, he allows us to wait for certain things to take place, for the prayer requests that we have made before the Lord, okay, and that taken us months or years, or even hanggang ngayon, hindi pa po sinasagot ni Lord ang iyong panalangin. You've asked God for a breakthrough in your career. You've asked God for certain things in your relationships or salvation for a loved one. And yet, parang hindi pa po nangyayari po yun. Keep on waiting. Keep on waiting for the Lord. Because one day, meron pong gagawin ang Panginoon. I-accomplish po niya ang kanya pong ipinangako. And then thirdly, we've looked at last time how faith is manifested in terms of a well-rounded faith is in relying on the power of God. The power of God that is truly manifest on those who trust in Him for the impossible. At kahit po Abraham and Sarah were already advanced in age and they passed childbearing and kumbaga sa ano po ng tao, no? Impotent na po si Abraham. They are incapable already of bearing children. And yet, as they continued on to trust in God, and of course, hindi po perfect, no? Kanilang buhay, dahil alam po natin ang nangyari, nagkasala po, no? Si Abraham and si Sarah, okay? by trying to remedy the situation, okay? Sa pamamagitan po ng servant na si Hagar. Okay, comes Ishmael. Okay, and because of that, nakita po natin yung consequence po noon sa buhay po, not just kay Abraham, but sa kanya po mga descendants. Even until now, okay, Israel is being surrounded, no, by Arab nations that seek to fight them or struggle po in terms of their relationship. Okay? Kahit magkakamag-anak po sila, nandun po yung awayan po nila, lalo na sa teritoryo. But we see how God also worked out His plan and His purposes as He manifested His power, knowing that it is God who is able to do that. Only God can do that. At wala na pong iba. So all of us, no, as people of God, we learn to obey, we learn to wait, we learn to rely on the Lord as He accomplishes His will in our lives. No? So habang sa mga panahon pong ito, para hindi pa po ito nagiging kaganapan para sa atin, it's all right. Okay? Because in the end, it will all be worth the wait. And this morning, we will look at Hebrews chapter 11, 13 to 22. I'm hoping to be able to finish this. Okay, dahil ayoko pong mabitin po, no? Kayo, no? With regard to the life of Abraham. And we will cover 20 to 22 na rin po, even sa buhay po ni Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. No? Dahil part din po sila dito sa buong account po na to ng life of faith ni Abraham. Verse 13, Hebrews 11, verse 13 and following, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Verse 17, by faith, Abram, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. And he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. Praise God for His word. So we see here in this set of verses the continuation of the life of faith of Abraham. And we see at least three more things, so three more areas where this faith in God was truly well-rounded, and how this faith in God paid well up to the very end. So ang pang-apat po ay, okay, faith is manifested how? In anticipating heaven's rewards. Anticipating heaven's rewards. Verse 13 to 16, all these died in faith without receiving the promises of God. And kung titignan po natin, ito pong kwento pong ito ni Abraham, and hindi lang po si Abraham, kundi po yung kanya pong mga, yung kanya pong pamilya. Okay, we see Sarah, we see Isaac, we see Jacob, we see Joseph, and the rest of the sons of Jacob. Okay, and how they continued on in their journey of faith in God. Bagaman po, inalaw po sila ng Panginoon to become slaves in Egypt for about 400 years, God had been so faithful. We will see that next time. No? But when you look at the life of Moses and how God brought them out from the land of Egypt. But in this particular situation, we see how Abraham, okay, of course, as described by the Hebrew writer, died without receiving the promise. Now, of course, God promised certain blessings for them. God promised Isaac, and indeed, Abraham received him. Okay, but there are some things na hindi po nasunod, no? Hindi po natupad. Hindi po inilaw ng Panginoon na matanggap po nila, particularly the land of promise. Okay, Abraham was not able to truly possess the whole of Canaan in his lifetime. And not even some of his sons, no? Except later on, no, doon sa mga descendants po nila during the time of Joshua. But nonetheless, brethren, no, even though it seems like a tragic end for the people of God, okay, kung isipin po natin, parang wow, grabe naman, naniwala pa naman sila sa Panginoon, pero yun lang pala ang katatapusan. They would die without receiving the promises. Okay, it seems like a tragic end, but brethren, having had faith in life, we see that these men had faith even in death. They believed God hanggang sa kamatayan. Hanggang sa kamatayan, mga kapatid, patuloy po sila na nagtiwala sa Panginoon. And dito po natin makikita ang buhay pananampalataya ng isa pong Kristiyano. Hindi ka lang naninampalataya sa Panginoon dahil sa buhay po na ito. Dahil sa anumang mga bagay na ipagkaloob sa iyo ng Panginoon. Dahil sa iyong pananampalataya at pagtitiwala sa Kanya. Sa mga mabubuting bagay na natatanggap, natatamo mo sa bawat araw. Yes, brethren, there's a place for faith in life. There's a place for faith in the way that we continue on living our lives for the glory of God. Okay, and that hopefully, sabi nga ng scripture, we walk by faith. Okay, we live by faith and not by sight. We continue on wanting to please God by faith. Sa lahat ng aspeto ng buhay po natin, anuman ang kasasapitin po natin. But hopefully, brethren, hindi po matatapos po doon, kundi po hanggang sa dulo ng buhay po natin. And brethren, to die in faith is to die in the Lord by faith. At kung titingnan po natin ang pinapangako po ng Panginoon, when we look at dying, brethren, it's not a tragic thing para sa isang anak ng Panginoon. Death is not the final thing. No, it's not the end of it all para sa isang anak ng Panginoon. In fact, it is just a doorway. Some people, you know, some authors would say it's just a doorway toward eternity. Dadaan ka lang doon. Lalampas ka lang, no? Paglampas mo sa kamatayan, of course, nandun na yung buhay na naghihintay sa iyo sa piling ng Panginoon. And you die by faith. You die by faith. And no wonder Paul, no, would say, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And he was even hard-pressed in choosing between the two, whether he would remain on in the flesh, sabi niya, because that's fruitful labor for me. Okay pa. No, I will continue to serve God with the strength that He has given me and the time that He has allowed me to have. And I will continue on with the work that God had called me to do. But at the same time, I also long for heaven. And I'm hard-pressed. I want to be with the Lord. I want to see the Lord. And I'm caught in between somehow. Okay, but whether in life or in death, sabi po niya, I'm well prepared. I'm well content. I'm happy to be with the Lord in my life. And I'm forever happy with the Lord when I die. When I die. And hopefully, masasabi po natin sa ating po mga sarili po yan. And faith sees the faithfulness of God that in Christ, we have been made secure forever. We have been made secure forever. And to die in Christ by faith means, brethren, that God has truly given us the assurance that we had been redeemed by Christ's work on the cross. We have been made alive in Christ, that we have become children of God, and we have been forgiven of our sins, and that He has qualified us of our inheritance in heaven. And the reward awaits us. Now we can say, even with Paul, that to live, sabi nga po niya, I have fought the good fight. Okay, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who long for His appearing. And yun po ang isang bagay na ang bawat anak ng Panginoon can really identify about. No? Because tayo, na anak ng Diyos, ang kamatayan po ay hindi po yun ang pinakahuli sa lahat. Even the Apostle Paul confidently declared in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, you might want to open your Bibles there as Paul. No? Hindi nyo pa po na-underline po yan. I-underline po ninyo. Sabi po ni Paul kay Timothy, "This is why I suffer as I do." Eh, tinan nyo po yung perspective ni Paul. He knows. And he has his own share of suffering. But, sabi niya, "I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me." In other translations, what I have entrusted to Him on that day. And there's no contradiction there, brethren. Okay, God has entrusted the work in the hands of Paul, but Paul has also entrusted his life and his work and his ministry in the hands of God. And that's why whatever happens to him and the ministry that God had called him, it is all in the hands of God. Hindi po matatapos ang gawain po ng Panginoon kung wala na po si Paul. Hindi po matatapos po ang gawain po ng Panginoon kung wala na po ang mga pastor. Hindi po matatapos ang gawain po ng Panginoon kung namatay po yung mga Christians. God still able to accomplish His good purposes so that His work will continue until, no, He says, okay na, tapos na. At hanggang may pinapagawa pa sa iyo ang Panginoon. Kaya hanggat ang Panginoon pa rin ang patuloy na gusto pang gamitin ang buhay mo, eh, remember, our times are in His hands, no? So that, alam mo, ano mong kasasapitan mo, Lord, meron pa kayong pinapagawa sa akin. And whenever we come face with the possibility of illness or death, no? Tandaan po natin, mga kapatid, na maaari po nating harapin po yun bilang mga anak ng Panginoon. Dahil, sabi po niya, "I know whom I have believed. I know to whom I have entrusted my life and my ministry and everything, every circumstance that surrounds me." Brethren, these men did not escape death, but faith was there to stay as they persevered to the end. They did not escape death. And alam po natin, all people die one day. It's only a matter of time. All of us will die one day, mga kapatid. At sana po, sa inyo po na hindi pa po nakakilala kay Kristo, you remember what Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 9:27, "For it has been appointed for man to die once, and after that to face judgment." Sana po wag na ho ninyong antayin yung time ng kamatayan bago pa po kayo lumapit sa Panginoon at kilalanin siya sa inyong buhay. But to us who are Christians or believers in Christ, even when we die, brethren, faith will be there to stay with us. Kaya po ang isang Kristiyano, kahit na po nasa sitwasyon po siya ng sickness, ng kahinaan, o anumang mga bagay sa kanyang buhay na pwede niyang harapin o hinaharap po niya maging sa kasalukuyang ito o sa sandaling ito. If you're there right now watching this and you're feeling discouraged and you're feeling disappointed because of what's happening in your life, or you watch the news and you see difficulties na kinalalagyan po natin, do not despair, dear friend. Do not despair, my brethren, because our faith in God will enable us to persevere in the end. And that's the blessing of a believer in Christ. We know of our eternal security in the Lord. We know that the Lord Himself will preserve His own people. In the doctrines of grace, we see there the last letter P, okay, the perseverance of the saints, or more accurately, the preservation of the saints And we are firm believers in that, in our church. We are firm believers of that doctrine because we know that the God who has started the good work in our lives will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. We can confidently say that, brethren. We can confidently declare from our hearts that our faith in the Lord will never fail us up to the very end. And we know, saan po nakatingin, ito po mga men of faith po na ito. We see in Hebrews 11, the following, in verse 13 pa rin po tayo, having welcomed them from a distance, or having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance. And this is something, brethren, that really enabled them. Kaya kanila pong tingin, no, abot ng tanaw na po nila, kumbaga, yung shore. Okay, as if they were sailing and the storm has come and napakatindi po ng situation, parang wala po sila kikitang horizon. But eventually, okay, naaninag na po nila. Okay, at sinasabi po nila, having seen them. Okay, of course, with their spiritual eyes. Okay, with their spiritual eyes. Faith, di ba, is an evidence of things hoped for. Okay, and the conviction of things not seen. And that's the kind of faith that they manifested. They welcomed those things even at a far distant place. They received a great deal in their lifetime, but of course, it may not be the fullness. You know, brethren, the good thing there, although in actuality, the fullness was theirs to enjoy for all eternity. Eto na, no? Hindi man nila na-enjoy lahat, no? Pero meron sila natanggap. Okay? Pinakita din ng Panginoon, no? Yung mga bagay na naranasan po nila in their lifetime. Can you see how God had worked in the life of Abraham, how He blessed him with all the wealth, with all His servants, with all His family? Okay, kung ilan lang po sila umalis from the land of Ur, okay, when they reach Canaan, okay, isang barangay na sila, kumbaga, no? And later on, dumami nang dumami pa yung kanyang angkan. What a great God, no? He really is in the life of Abraham and how He had fulfilled all those promises. But then kahit na dumating po yung kamatayan sa buhay po ni Abraham, he went straight through and experience and enjoy the fullness of all of those blessings. Dahil eternal na po yung blessing na yon na kanyang naranasan. Hindi na po siya temporal na blessing. And each of us, brethren, have our own share of blessings in this life. Sabi nga po ni Paul kay Timothy, the Lord has blessed us with things to enjoy, okay, in this life. If God has blessed you with certain amenities in life, of certain comforts, certain enjoyments, thank God. Continue to praise God for those things. Look at them as God working in your life, manifesting His goodness upon you and His grace upon you. But do not put your hope in those things. Do not put your security in those things. Do not allow these things to rob you of the enjoyment of the things that the Lord has prepared for you. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard what God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, okay, verse 9 and 10, that the Spirit of God has revealed them to us. Brethren, the Spirit of God has allowed us to appraise them, to appreciate them, to be able to recognize them even at a distance. Kahit nandito pa po tayo ngayon, parang tinatanaw po natin, yun ang langit. Okay? We are on our journey to the celestial city. Remember the Pilgrim's Progress of John Bunyan. And we would see, okay, how everything will unfold before our eyes, little by little. And we are even more blessed in our time today. Because sa time ni Abraham, napakalayo pa po nila sa time ni Christ. At tayo, no, sa time ni Christ, andito na po tayo ngayon sa panahon na unti-unti na lang pong ina-unfold ng Panginoon. And kunti na lamang po, no, the book of Revelation will be unfolded before our eyes at tuto pa rin na po ng Panginoon yung mangyayari until eventually the new heaven and the new earth will be made clear before us. Okay, so that everything will turn to sight. Everything, no? From faith to sight. Okay? Ngayon po, by faith pa po lahat. Okay, pero one day we will see them clearly. Okay, we will see them clearly. And what an encouragement this is for us. Why? Because these men of God desired a better country. They desired a better country. Their faith led them in the face of death to see Christ ready to receive their souls. Remember Stephen, the first martyr of the church in Acts chapter 7? You would see him dying. Okay, and what did he see? Ano po nakita ni Stephen? Okay, at talaga pong, wow, what a way to die, di ba? Okay, kahit na po yung way ng pagkamatay po niya was being stoned to death. Okay, in Acts chapter 7, verses 55 to 59, sabi po niya, "But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." Wow! Ang hirap po imagine, mga kapatid. Pero totoo pong nangyari po yan. Totoo po, nakita po niya ang kaluhatian ng Diyos. Nakita po niya ang langit. Nakita po niya ang Panginoong Jesus standing at the right hand of God. As though, okay, sabi nga po ng ibang commentators, he was standing, parang standing ovation. Diba? Pagka meron po tayong pinapalakpakan at nire-recognize, everybody stands up and welcomes that person or recognizes that person. And that really is the case. Brethren, wow, what an entrance into glory. What a welcome. Okay, into heaven, na nangyari po kay Stephen. "But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse." Grabe din po ang contrast, ano? How the people of sight and how the people who are unbelieving, okay, how these people who have rejected God, no, responded in all hate, okay, and malice at the man of God, no? When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. Okay, that was Paul. Okay, and they went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he even cried out, asking the Lord to forgive them, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And having said this, he fell asleep. Of course, he died. Okay, in other words, he died. No, but we know what a way to die. What a way to be welcomed into heaven. Mga kapatid, he has the same God. We have the same God. We have the same Lord Jesus that we worship. And even at the very end of our lives, brethren, as we desire the country that the Lord had prepared for us. We see George Morrison, sabi po niya, "The important thing is not what we live in, but what we look for." What we look for. What we look forward to. What we see. God has prepared for us. Who it is that we look to and we look for, brethren. At walang iba, kundi po ang ating pong Panginoon. Sana po, no? That's Him whom we are looking for. What do we desire earnestly in our lives? Ano bang masinahangad mo? Masinahangad mo ba ang buhay dito sa mundo? Ang karangyaan, ang katanyagan, ang palakpak ng tao, ang pagkilala ng tao sa iyo, o ang pagkilala ng Diyos? At ang pagtawag ng Diyos. At ang pagsasabi ng Diyos, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of your master." Do we desire that one day we will hear God speak those words to us? Do we desire heaven enough to be able to recognize, Lord, hindi po ako permanenteng residente po dito. I'm merely a stranger and an alien in this world. I'm just passing by, Lord. I'm just passing through because my heaven awaits me. My Lord awaits me. Remember Psalm 27, verse 4? One thing I have asked from the Lord, and that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate on His temple. Remember the Good Shepherd in Psalm 23. Okay, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yun ho nakita po ng salmista. Job chapter 19, 25 to 26. Even Job, in the midst of his suffering, was able to say, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God." I shall see God. That is one thing I seek. That is one thing I desire. I want to be with my God. I want to be in heaven. Heaven is heaven because God is there. So we've looked at that last time. Okay, name the place heaven. God is there. Sabi po ng inscription doon. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55, Paul declared, "O death, where is your sting?" And said, with all declaration, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting?" And brethren, even though we die with joy and with faith and with thanksgiving to God in anticipation of what awaits us in heaven. For us believers, brethren, we go to our real home. We go to our real home. We know the Lord said in John 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you will be also. There my servants will be also." At yan po ang pangako ng Panginoon sa lahat ng mga kumikilala po sa Kanya. In Hebrews chapter 12, we see the writer of Hebrews cannot wait not to declare to us what is there in heaven. He cannot wait but declare. In verse 22 to 24, sabi po niya, "But you have come." Okay, please notice the verbs, the statements here. "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel. You have come." You have come and you will come. You have gone. Why? Because we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. Positionally, brethren, it's only a matter of time and we will take our position there before the Lord our God, bowing down and worshiping Him before His throne. But dito po, pinakita po niya as if it's already a reality. You have come. Where? To Mount Zion, the city of God. You have come to the city of the living God, His heavenly Jerusalem. You have come where myriads of angels are, and they are all there worshiping the living God. You have come to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, all those who have been enrolled in heaven, all those who are called by God's name, who have died and gone before us. We see there, brethren, the Lord Jesus, who is the mediator of the great covenant. And what a blessing, brethren, how all God's people will one day be reunited. All God's people will come together in one accord, in one voice, praising and glorifying God. "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive all the glory." Praise God. Inihanda po niya lahat po yun, mga kapatid. And at the same time, we see, sabi po ng Bible, God is not ashamed to be called their God. God is not ashamed to be called His people's God. You know, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. You'd find that phrase continually being spoken of by the men of old and the prophets and the judges or the people of God, the kings, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And God is not ashamed to attach His name to these men. And can you imagine the God of Jacob? No, the whole contrast of that, diba? Deceiver God. God of a deceiver one, no, of Jacob. But of course, God transformed him to Israel. But the worm Jacob, someone who is so undeserving, someone who is sinful in the sight of God, undeserving of all the grace and the mercy of God, and yet God is not ashamed to be called their God. Sabi ng Lord, whoever honors me, I will honor him. In Hebrews chapter 8, the promise of God as well is this, brethren, a new covenant. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And that applies not just to the Israelites, brethren, but it applies to all those who have trusted in Jesus Christ alone as their Savior and Lord. All those who trust in God and in Christ Jesus, His Son, who considers for themselves an honor to know Him as their God, and therefore God honors them and calls them, they are mine. I have called them by my name. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So people of God's own possession, so that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. John Piper declared, what matters most is not what the world thinks of you, but what God thinks of you. Do you want God to be unashamed of being your God? But what must you do? Not some exploit or high moral achievement. Desire the city of God over the city of man. Desire heaven over earth. Desire God over everything but God. Desire God for God. Because He is worthy. He is the Lord who is truly deserving of all that we got, brethren, for all that we are. And all that we have belongs to Him and to Him alone. So we anticipate our heavenly reward, our heavenly blessing. And secondly, brethren, it is in the act of surrendering life and future in the hands of God that we see the outworking of this well-rounded faith. Verses 17 to 19, it says, for you know that even afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. Chapter 11, 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. And he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received back as a type. You see, brethren, how God had allowed Abraham to go through this test. In Genesis chapter 22, we see there God tested Abraham. And the test was meant not for Abraham to fail or Abraham to sin against God, but for Abraham to prove how strong his faith is and how God will be truly faithful to his word for him. And here we see, brethren, that it was the supreme sacrifice and test of faith to willingly surrender. Willingly surrender the past, willingly surrender the present, and willingly surrender even the future in the hands of God. Alam po natin, nagawa na po na ni Abraham that he was willing to surrender is past. And that's why he left the land of Ur. And that's why he left everything behind, his relatives, his countrymen, and the place that he used to love and the place he grew up from in order to go to the promised land. His past he had left behind. He had entrusted to the hands of God. His present as well, as he was continuing on in his journey. But most of all, the hardest part is to surrender his future. It was to surrender his future. Even when there was yet to be, even before, wala pa pong nangyayari, wala pa pong anumang bagay na naaninag po siya, he was willing to entrust his future. And that includes the most important possession he had, the most important thing that God had given to him, and that is his own beloved son. And why would God ask for his son? Why would God want Abraham to sacrifice his son when it was the Lord who gave him that son? Bakit hihingin pa siya ng Lord? Di ba? Parang, Lord, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense at all. Why are you calling me to sacrifice my son, my only son, and the son that I love? Can you imagine the description there in Genesis chapter 22? Brendan, you can go back to that story and just be amazed at how Abraham followed God immediately. How Abraham really persisted in terms of his obedience to God. Umaga pa lang, umalis na po sila. They went on in the journey. And in faith, sinabi niya, no, we will be offering a sacrifice to the Lord. And we will come back. We will return. We will return. How did he know that they will go back? Okay? Pag sinabi niya, I will return, then mag-ano ka na. Kasi, bakit I will return lang? Ano, anong ginawa niya sa anak niya? But he said, we will come back. And even in that, brethren, he was willing to leave behind and entrust his future to the Lord. Why? Because all of future nations' promises were wrapped up in Isaac. Lahat po ng pinangako ng Diyos can only be found in Isaac. And Isaac was the fulfillment of all the promises that God had made to Abraham. To Abraham. He was the son of his old age. And it was indeed. Brethren, in a sense, Abraham sacrificed himself. When he lifted up the knife, the sacrifice was complete. Okay, why? Isaac had already been sacrificed upon the altar, okay, of the father's heart. He had already been sacrificed, no? Upon the altar of a father's heart. Sinakripisyo na po niya yan sa puso po niya. Bago pa man po niya hangarin to plunge the knife upon Isaac, he had already willingly surrendered and entrusted that to the Lord and died to himself and willingly died before the Lord and say, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done for me, Lord. It doesn't matter who I am. It doesn't matter what my life would be. It doesn't matter what's going to become of me in the future and how my life is going to make an impact in the lives of others or how it will not or whatever it is. Lord, I'm willing to entrust my whole life to you. I'm willing to entrust the future in your hands and sacrifice it at your altar. And we find ourselves in situations like that, brethren, when the Lord calls us to sacrifice whatever is precious to us, the things that we hold dear in our lives, that the Lord might call us to offer them up to Him sacrificially, to offer them up to Him willingly. And remember the question of Isaac. Dito rin po ang natin makikita, no, sa testimony po ni Isaac. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Father, where is the lamb? What was Abraham's answer? God will provide. God will provide. And what amazing truth that is. God revealed himself to Abraham. I am your provider. Your Jehovah Jireh. I am the one who provides for all your needs. But not only the sacrificial lamb, brethren, we know that God had provided the Lamb. God offered up the perfect sacrifice, and that is His dearly beloved Son on our behalf. His dearly beloved Son, brethren, He willingly sacrificed for us. And with this, brethren, we realize that even at the most difficult thing that we could ever offer back to God, okay, God will never ever fail. Why? Even Abraham believed that God is able to raise the dead. Even before the time when Jesus Himself died on the cross and God raised Him up from the dead, Abraham already believed that God is the God of the resurrection. God is the God who is able to bring back life, or to give life, and to give back, or to bring back from the dead. And that's why, brethren, even in the way that we get to understand who the Lord is, He is not the God of the dead, remember? He is the God of the living. He is the God of the living. And all of us who are in Christ, who have been called by Him, by His name, we are made alive. God, who is rich in mercy, has made us alive together with Christ. And so whenever you are tested, whenever tests of faith become more difficult for you as you walk with God, remember, your rewards are more wonderful. Your rewards await you. As you entrust your future to the Lord, He will be the one to accomplish all His good purposes in your life. And yes, brethren, the walk of faith is an exciting experience of tests and trials and difficulties as well. Hindi lang po ito walk in the park, mga kapatid. Kaya bilang mga Kristiyano, bilang anak ng Panginoon, hindi na po tayo dapat masorpresa pa pag dumating po ang panahon na tayo po ay natitest sa ating pong pananampalataya. Ano po ang sabi po na 1 Peter chapter 4? Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your tests, as though something strange were happening to you. But to the degree that you share in the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with great exultation. Do not be surprised at the fiery trials or ordeal you are suffering. Why? Because once you have suffered for Christ, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. Weeping may come in the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Ang katapat po ng lahat na ito, ang katatapusan po ng lahat na ito, mga kapatid. It is an irony, brethren, when Abraham sacrificed his son and his name is Isaac. What does Isaac mean? Laughter. Laughter. And you sacrifice laughter and turn him into sorrow. But you win him back and you get the laughter back. And you get a double laughter and double joy, kumbaga, na kanya na-experience sa Panginoon. Okay? God had turned first, allowed this laughter to be turned into sorrowing and even tears and crying. I don't know how we could picture Abraham as he was doing that and trying to plunge the knife before his son, but I can only imagine tears from his eyes and just experiencing all of that, brethren. But tayo bilang anak ng Panginoon, when God tests us, it is so that one day we will experience the fullness of our rejoicing in Him. It is so that our faith will be proved genuine. It is so that we will be strengthened even more and glory in Him and in Him alone in our times of trials and testings. And lastly, brethren, we know that all those who put their faith in the Lord, it is worth the wait. Why? Because faith, a well-rounded faith, is manifested in finishing faithfully and in trusting God completely. You finish faithfully and you trust God completely. And this I see in the life of the others from Abraham 20 to 22. Sabi po niya, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau even regarding things to come. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. 22, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. What an honor, brethren, to be able to be mentioned and then be proclaimed as men of faith. Brethren, kung paano po sila kinilala. These men remained faithful and their faith was undiminished even by the circumstances and years that had gone by. Hindi po natinag yung kanilang pananampalataya. Tumanda na po sila. Umabot na po sila sa advance sa kanilang buhay. You see, the true worth of a man's belief is fully tested at the close of his life. Doon po natitest kung tunay nga ba tayo nagnitiwala sa Panginoon. Kung tunay nga ba tayo kumikilala sa Diyos na buhay. Kung tunay na natin na ipasakop sa Kanya ang ating buhay, mananatili po tayong tapat sa Kanya hanggang sa huli. And these men proved themselves faithful, just like Isaac. Isaac passed on the life of faith to his sons, Jacob and Esau, of course, primarily Jacob. And Father, our faith blesses those who come after. Yan po ang buhay ng pananampalataya. Hindi lang po yan nag-stay sa'yo. Your faith in the Lord is not just for you, for your own keeping, brethren. It is something you need to pass on to the next generation. You need to pass it on to other people. We need to ask ourselves, what legacy of faith am I leaving behind for those in my life? Yung ba mga tao sa paligid ko, nakikita yung aking buhay pananampalataya sa Diyos? Are they being blessed by my faith? Are they being blessed in the way that I honor God, in believing God for His faithfulness in my life? I want to leave behind to them this legacy of faith. I want to leave behind for them an enduring foundation, and something that will be with them even when I am long gone from this life. And hopefully, brethren, as that song says, may the Lord find us faithful, because we are indeed pilgrims in our journey in the narrow road. But what we leave behind, hopefully those who have come after us or before us, brethren, will experience the way that we have faithfully served our living God, just like Isaac. Faith in God continues to triumph even in the midst of unfulfilled hopes and expectations. Hindi po dinetalye yung naging buhay po nila, hindi po dinetalye yung buhay ni Isaac. Okay, parang wow, bilis naman, no? Okay, he devoted more time in the life of Abraham and in the way that he had affected the lives of these future generations. From the life of Isaac to the life of Jacob, Jacob experienced that faith that triumphed in the midst of unfulfilled hopes and expectations. Remember, Jacob lived in the promised land only to find himself in Egypt later on as he was dying. He had to pray for the sons of Joseph and bless them. And he told them, you bring me back to Canaan. I am already old. Please, let me go back to my homeland. I am not an Egyptian. I'm not from this place. Even though Joseph was already the prime minister, Joseph was already leading Egypt. But Jacob was not willing to remain there. And in the time even of Joseph's turn, kay pati siya, no, sa kwento na kanya naging buhay pananampalataya sa Diyos. No, talagang makikita po natin in the accounts of the Bible, God was with Joseph. And the Lord prospered him in all that he did. God was with Joseph, even in the midst of unfulfilled hopes and expectations. Remember how he was tempted by Potiphar's wife? How at the time he remained in prison, as if pinabayaan na siya, inabandonan na siya ng Panginoon, and yet God fulfilled his words to him. And then in the life of these men, brethren, may the Lord indeed Allow us to be truly prepared, even in our dying breath, to bring comfort and assurance to others about the life to come and the glory that awaits God's chosen ones. Kagaya po ng ginawa po ni Isaac and Jacob, they were already of old age, but they were full of life. They were full of life that still able to say to the next generation and bring them assurance and hope. Pag namatay ako, dalhin niyo yung bones ko. Pag namatay ako, itong gagawin ninyo. Itong gagawin ng Panginoon sa inyo. Surely the Lord will bring you back to the land that He has promised you. Do not fail. Do not turn back. Do not turn away from the Lord. Of course, we see the rest is history. Mga kapatid, kung paano po in the time of Moses after He delivered them from Egypt. Many of them turned back. And that whole generation for 40 years continued on in the wilderness until the last one of that generation died except Joshua and Caleb. And the next generation were the only ones who entered the promised land. Not even Moses was able to enter the promised land. And that's another story, brethren, with regard to the faith of Moses. But before us, these men, especially Abraham, had shown to us how faith truly works. Even in the midst of trials and testings, how faith truly works. Triumphing, even in the most difficult of all circumstances, and even in the midst of unfulfilled expectations and hopes. Just to summarize, brethren, Abraham, together with his family, lived out a well-rounded faith. And surely it was all worth the wait. Faith in terms of obeying the call of God. Faith in terms of waiting patiently for the promise of God. Faith in terms of relying on the power of God. Faith in anticipating heaven's rewards. Faith in surrendering life and future in God's hands. And faith by finishing faithfully and trusting God completely. I like to end with this hymn that was written in the early 90s. Early 1900s, sorry. In the time of depression. Sabi po niya, this world is not my home. I'd like to close with this for us. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beacon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beacon me from heaven's door, open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through. Though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beacon from me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, will live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And lastly, brethren, he said, O Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beacon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I hope, brethren, that all of us, as we see this world, as we look at all the things that surround us, we look to God in faith and be able to say, Lord, please give me faith to obey, give me faith to wait, give me faith to rely, give me faith to anticipate, to surrender, to finish and trust you until the day when I see you face to face in glory. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful to you and how you had manifested yourself in the life of Abraham, and how, O Lord, you had accomplished all your good pleasure. In spite of what happened, Lord, we can always go back, Lord, to this story and see the triumph of his faith and see how well he had lived his life and be able to say, indeed, Lord, it was all worth the wait. It was all worth it. And nothing was wasted. And so, Lord, continue to encourage us, continue to motivate us, continue, Lord, to lead us, that we might live that kind of life, Lord, that we might be able, Lord, to experience all these things, Father, as we continue on in our walk with you. You know us, Father, we sometimes also fail and sin against you. You see, Lord God, how at times we get distracted, Lord, by so many things in this life and in this world. You know our frailty, Lord God, and how we tend, Lord God, at times to try to live by sight, Lord God, and be disappointed, Lord, when our expectations are not met or our prayers are not being answered or what we had hoped for did not come true for the time being. But Lord, we know that everything will turn out well. Everything will turn out to be where you want them to be, Lord God, because you are the God of our lives. You're the God who rewards us. You're the God of the future. You are the God whom we can put our trusts for all eternity. And thank you, O Lord, because even lessons like this, Lord God, are not meant, Lord God, for us, Lord, only for this life, Lord God, but it is meant for us so that one day, Lord, as we look forward to the time when we will be with you in your heaven, Lord, you continue to inspire, continue to affirm in us, Lord, and to remind us, Father, that even when, Lord God, difficulties and trials come, we can always, always rejoice in you. We can always, always give thanks to you. We can always rely on you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. And even, O God, as we entrust, Lord, our tithes and offerings to you, Lord, may you be the one, Lord God, to guide us in all our giving to you, Lord God, for the work that you had ordained for us. Thank you, O Lord. Bless all your children who had watched this, Lord, and bless all your people who had been part of this, Lord. May you indeed fill them with praise and awe of you, Lord, as their God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.